the city that was really there. For centuries, many scholars were skeptical. Troy was probably fiction. The Iliad, Homer's poem about the great war between the Greeks and the Trojans, with its heroes and its battles and its famous wooden horse, was a wonderful story. But that's all it was. A story. There was no real Troy, no real war, no city with high walls overlooking a wide plain. It was mythology, not history. Heinrich Schliemann was not a scholar. He was a businessman. He'd grown up poor in a small town in northern Germany. His father had read him the Iliad when he was a boy, and Schliemann had never gotten over it. As a young man, he went into trade. He had a talent for languages. He taught himself more than a dozen, including Russian, French, Arabic, and ancient Greek, and a talent for business. He made a fortune in the indigo trade, then another fortune during the California gold rush, then more in real estate. By his early 40s, Schliemann was rich enough to do whatever he wanted. What he wanted was to find Troy. He read the Iliad the way you would read a map. Homer described a city near the coast of what is now Turkey, at the entrance to a narrow stretch of water called the Dardanelles, with a wide plain in front of it suitable for armies to fight on, and hills behind it. Schliemann traveled to Turkey, studied the landscape, and identified a hill called Hisarlik that matched Homer's description. The right distance from the coast, the right relationship to the strait, a wide plain in front. In the early 1870s, he started digging. He did not find one city. He found nine. Nine cities stacked on top of each other, built up over 4,000 years, the oldest at the bottom, buried deep in the earth, and the newest near the surface. People had built a city on that hill, lived in it for centuries, abandoned it or watched it be destroyed, and then built another city right on top of the ruins. Nine times. 4,000 years of human history layered in the dirt like the rings of a tree. Schliemann's methods were rough. He was not a trained archaeologist. Archaeology as a proper science barely existed yet. He dug fast and deep, using picks and shovels and dozens of workers, tearing through layers that later archaeologists wished he had excavated carefully. He damaged some of what he found. He was so eager to reach what he believed was Homer's Troy that he blasted through layers that turned out to be important in their own right. But the central discovery stood, and every generation of archaeologists since has confirmed it. There really was a city at Hisarlik. Multiple cities, in fact. The layer now called Troy 7, the seventh city from the bottom, shows signs of destruction by fire and siege, and dates to roughly 1200 BC, around the time period the Iliad describes. There are walls, gates, towers, weapons, and evidence of burning so intense that the stone itself is blackened. Did the Trojan War happen exactly the way Homer described it, with heroes and gods and a giant wooden horse? Probably not. Homer was a poet telling a story, not a historian recording facts, and he was writing centuries after the events. But was there a real city called Troy in the place Homer described, with walls and towers and evidence of violent destruction? Yes. The dirt proved it. The scholars had good reasons for skepticism. Homer's poem was written long after the events it described, and it was full of gods and monsters and exaggeration. Dismissing it as mythology wasn't unreasonable. But Schliemann did something the scholars hadn't done. He went and looked. He took the old poem seriously as evidence, not proof, but evidence worth testing. And he put a shovel in the ground to find out whether the story matched the earth. The ruins are still there, on that hill in northwestern Turkey, with the wide plain stretching out in front and the narrow strait glinting in the distance, exactly the way Homer described them. Nine layers of city, 4,000 years of people building, living, falling, and building again, right where an ancient poet said they would be.